Okay, good evening. This share should be the Ilei Nishmas Chassia Bas Rabbi Yossi Tzvi, Chaim Aruch and Dr. Barlech, his wife, and Shimon as well. So we're holding on, Mem Gimel on the base. We're going to bend Hashem. We're into the last little bit now just to discuss our lotto, but as I said, whilst I've got it here, I'm just going to read to you that lotion I said that of the Netziv. So you can hear the lotion as he wrote it, right? Remember, he was the one who said, the reason why, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, it's you can answer this thing about Moshiach ben Yosef, is because, remember, Eliyahu Toshtet and Bosuk, but then Moshiach ben Yosef has to come before Moshiach ben David, that's not Pesukim. So therefore, there is theoretically maybe the possibility that Moshiach ben David could come today, even though Moshiach ben Yosef doesn't come, because it doesn't say the Pesukim. Meaning to say, maybe there's something we're missing, maybe there's a possibility that Moshiach ben David could come, even though Moshiach ben Yisrael hasn't come. Now, Sheikh Nafi Rashi, very similar to the water, the place he said, it's coming from a different angle, but the wherever there, you can't start, that's not a reason for me to say that I've got to abstain from wine, because maybe we're missing something in terms of Moshiach ben Yisrael. The question is, if Moshiach ben Yisrael doesn't come, Moshiach ben David can't come. Let me read you the Loshen, because I want to make sure I quote it right. He says, Venera, the Vadai Lidobi in Moshiach ben Yosef, this is a quote from the Nasir, right? The Marim saw that. He says, it would appear that definitely it's not similar, the idea of Moshiach ben Yosef, Sheinu el a Kabbalah Chazal. That's just a Kabbalah that Chazal had. You have a Kabbalah that. Lebiat Eliyahu, you can't compare that to Eliyahu's arrival. Shanobi Omar Befirish, that the Novi says explicitly, Malachi. With Mishum Malachi, therefore, the Firish Rashi, according to Rashi, the Chayshashin, we've got to be chishis that the MS Moshiach ben David is coming. Shapir Maksha Ashas. So very good. What he means to say is the Gemara should ask, and I know regarding Moshiach ben Yosef, the Mehekatesi, not for Shereka Kabbalah Chazal. Mehekatesi, that we have to be chishis, not like the Kabbalah Chazal. But maybe Ben David could come, even though Moshiach ben Yosef doesn't come. Then he, the Epsha Shia Ba'ifan Achem, Yahabu Kubal Etzvenu. Because granted, it could be that it could happen in some other way other than this Kabbalah we have. Kamesha, he brings actually a Rambam. Kamesha Kosov, a Rambam, the Sev Hilchus Melotim, as the Rambam writes then, Hilchus Melotim. She'in Mukhrach Niyaz Be'ez Eupen Shetiyah Be'at HaMashiach HaPim HaMori Chazal. It's probably the Rambam where he basically says, we've got to just basically in this Kevin Erez, as we always say, right? We'll see what's going to happen. Right? We don't know, we've got all these different Kabbalahs, what will actually be? We should just double it, it should happen, and we'll see how it'll actually play out. The order of events. So he says, based on that Rambam, he wants to say, Kanireh, where is the Kabbalah of Chazal? There's different Kabbalahs, right? There are different Mamorim of Chazal. And therefore, which way it's actually going to play out, there's a possibility it could be some other way. Because Mokamim, only Lofash was there, but we think it doesn't have to be Cheshish for that, because the Pashtus is, Moshiach ben Yosef is coming first. But when you come to the Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rabbeinu Tam says that the Zirus is Chal, as long as it's a possibility that Moshiach ben David can come, that's a possibility. So Yochale Yeshar Dur, Gerib Yisrael, and our family, Amakubal. It could be that the Dur will cause that it will happen in some other way, other than the way we've been recovered it. So there's the wording, Adkar. So you've heard that as you go down, I want to make sure obviously it's very dangerous that misunderstood, yeah? Amado, when Chazal have a Kabbalah, we're not Chas Nukhalila, Terech Shabbat Peh, etc. But he's saying, when it's not in writing, I keep saying, Kesib is a Lashon Teva, it's in a box, there's nothing there, it's in writing, Azoi, you can't, obviously it's got to be interpreted, as we mentioned yesterday, with Terech Shabbat Peh, of the Voshtate is Voshtate. And therefore that is a given. Mashaikim, and it's the Kabbalah of Chazal, yes, that is definitely the pashtus, that's the way it's going to happen. But there could well be other ma'amorim of Chazal, which will say that, you know what, if events change or something else, it could happen in a different way. And that's not a contradiction to the Kabbalah of Chazal. It was not put in writing for that very reason. So this is the pashtus, this is the way our Kodesh Baruch Hu has directed it. If we, our actions or whatever it is, so-called, then it will go in a different way, but it's not the Pashtus. Therefore, for the Rabbeinu Tam, is there a possibility Moshiach could come? It's a possibility he could come without Moshiach ben Yosef. We spoke about the Be'etar Kishel, but that is one possibility. Moshiach came, according to Rashi, I think there has to be Cheshish for that.
But why does that benefit us more than the other, that the Moshiach Ben Yosef is already here. I mean, that covers the issue anyway. So there's still a possibility that he's coming.
We've had if Moshiach Ben Yosef is already here.
What I'm trying to say is, why does his way of saying that the Moshiach Ben Yosef can come after the Moshiach Ben David any better than saying, no, maybe the Moshiach Ben Yosef is already here, we just don't know it? And Eliyahu Hanavi isn't here, has got to come before the Moshiach Ben David. He's also
we've already proven. I mean, as far as Tosis is concerned, at least Moshiach Ben Yosef is not going to be asleep. If he's here, you'd know that.
But Eliyahu could be asleep?
When Eliyahu comes, on the day that he comes, there's no Hachros that will know about it. It's not shut that Eliyahu could be here, we don't know about it.
So you're saying if the Moshiach Ben Yosef can come after Moshiach Ben David, then the he can't drink wine because it's a possibility.
It's a possibility.
But if we don't know Moshiach Ben Yosef is here, or if we hold that Moshiach Ben Yosef has to come first, then that possibility is completely
eradicated. If it was correct.
So then how come he's not drinking wine? How come the Nozi is not drinking wine?
Okay, but that's the question.
He must hold that Moshiach Ben Yosef can come afterwards.
Exactly what we just said. But it's not likely. It's not likely at all.
What is the Kabbalah that we have about Moshiach Ben Yosef?
Well, Moshiach Ben Yosef will come, and he'll start the battle, and he'll die in battle.
That is the Kabbalah. And isn't that battle before Moshiach Ben David?
Absolutely. But
so you can't say that he could come after Moshiach Ben David.
Yes, we can.
No.
Yes. Uh-huh. We already gave him shot in it from the place before we got onto this, and that's it. And he said, that's all if it's Be'itah. That's if everything runs according to the plan that Kiryat HaLakot HaSorok was set in motion. But if Achishen up with Zohar to it, doesn't look likely, right? But if we were, then he's not going to delay things because of Moshiach Ben Yosef.
There won't be a Moshiach Ben Yosef.
What will happen then? I don't know. People ask about that. I don't know. I mean,
can Moshiach Ben David be here without us knowing as well?
Can Moshiach Ben David, according to Rashi, yes.
So we could have Moshiach Ben David coming first. Then Moshiach Ben Yosef coming, then him dying in battle, and then
I don't know what will happen if we're zocher to it, and Moshiach Ben Yosef comes first, right? So Moshiach Ben Yosef is going to come and die in battle. No, not necessarily. That is all al atzad. The place he says he's going to come first. He'll die in battle. Then Moshiach Ben Yosef will come and finish it off, etc. That is all al atzad. That's the itzah. That's the way the place he puts it. But there is a possibility. At the moment, unfortunately, looks rather far-fetched. We're not, in the situation in Klal Yisrael. But it's a possibility. Therefore, says the Chasam Sofer, Pesach, etc., that according to Rabbi Natan, is it possible for Moshiach Melodah to come? Now? Yes. And therefore, I have to abstain from wine. But according to Rashi, it doesn't make sense. I'm not going to abstain from wine because maybe, just maybe, Moshiach Ben Dov is going to come before Moshiach Ben Yosef. That's not a reason for me to have to abstain from wine, more than the Kohen has to abstain from wine, because maybe the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built, and he'll be the Kohen that's needed, and the wine will still be there. You're not mechuyev to be chashish for these sort of things.
Why does the Rav say?
The way that Sid puts it is without that, Itzhak Hashem, he doesn't say what would be the cause for it being different. He puts it more, I don't know if I can say it, a bit more dangerous, but it's misunderstood. And that is what he says, well, state, that won't be different. If it's in the Pasuk, and with Torah Shabbat Peh, we understand clearly what it's saying, then that is fixed. Masha'ek is something which is only through a Kabbalah Chazal, I can't say only. What's through a Kabbalah Chazal, not Chas V'Cholila to say that there's a possibility that we'd be wrong. Chas V'Cholila. What there is a possibility is that within the Kabbalah Chazal, there's a caveat that we don't know about. Because otherwise, we've always got this problem that we've got contradictory Ma'amorim.
Yeah. Yeah.
We start to say, you know, medroshim chalukim and things like that. How does that translate into practice? The answer is, it depends on us. This is the pashtus, but yes, within that thing is Hashem has said. But if you are like it, it's archishemel. This is the way I've, as it were, set it in motion. If you are zochitzer, then fine. You, but that's it's not a contradictory to what Chazal said. That was always from the beginning.
Why does the Rav think we're not zochitzer? What the Rav said a minute ago that it's unlikely because of the what Klal Yisrael is like now. Yeah. So where does the Rav think things are going to improve, and why is it so bad now? I mean, it's not going to get better.
Correct. what's the percentage of the assimilation there?
Yeah, but obviously Moshiach is going to come. Hashem.
Why would definitely want?
I think we're at a point now which is more rewarding than it's been for a long time. With Talmud Torah and with where we are.
On the one hand, yes.
Yeah, and why would you think it's going to get better? And how much better does it have to get before a Kodesh Baruch Hu will?
Well, I think like the Rambam says, I don't know. If the Rambam says he doesn't know for sure what's going to be,
well, that was
we'll do our part. Let's do our part. And
getting back to your sequence of events, where does the Milchamas Gog Magog fit in? Because that's in the Vayim. That's written. That's
again that there will be a battle. That's for sure. Like you said, the battle will be there. The question is. But who says Moshe Ben Yosef is going to have to come and start it off?
There
will be a battle. That's going to be there. That's what it says. That's what it says. Oh yeah.
Good. I'm glad to know about that. Reassured that you're following the what's
a couple of questions on the sequence. So will the battle follow immediately after Moshe Ben Yosef is here, or could there be a time delay before? After he arrives, before.
Well, he said 40. He talks about 40 years.
So there could definitely be.
Yeah, Canada.
Okay. 40 years for what?
From when Moshe Ben Yosef comes till Moshe Ben Yosef.
And what battle?
Yeah, but that could be the battle takes place, and then there's a 40-year gap before Moshe Ben Yosef comes.
When he completes it, it's not the end of that.
Why is it? How do we know the battle is not happening?
Moshe Ben Yosef is going to die in battle. Moshe Ben Yosef is going to come and complete it.
So it could be after 20 years, Moshe.
According to what
we're in war,
what do we have?
It's only a season.
There'll
be a big Hesper, and then Moshe Ben Yosef will finish off.
But it's not the sequence is not determined within enough. Fine, okay.
Here's just 1 second. Oh, here you go. Let me read to you the loss of the Rambam he's referring to, okay? Everyone asks about this. He says, towards the end of the loss of Perik Beis Halacha Beis. Omru Chachomim. Chazal say, Ebe no'ilam azeli mesam Moshiach ha'leshib in Malchus Tumah. We know it's a Machlok, it's a Shmuel. What's going to change when Moshiach comes? He goes with the Imam Da'omar that You know, we probably have these imaginations. Moshe is going to come, and the whole world is going to be a massive. No, it's not going to change nothing. Correct. No, not yet. Right. All that's going to happen is no more anti-Semitism. Right. We won't be subject to Shimon Malchus. Besides that, our situation will improve. But that's it. That's the only difference. Yireh, he says, and listen to this logic, because Yireh be pashut on Shimon Dibyan Nabiim. Right. He says it would appear from the pashtus of the words of the Nabiim. Okay, there you go from your Pesukim, yeah? Shebetchilat imes ha-Moshiach, this is what he said, I read into the Pesukim, that the beginning of the days of Moshiach, Tiyah Mechelas Gog U'Magog, that's when the battle of Gog U'Magog will take place. The Shekodem Mechelas Gog U'Magog, that before that battle with Gog U'Magog, before that, Yavod Nobi, the Yashay Yisrael, Ulohokim Nibbol. That the Nobi will come to get us to straighten up, you know, make yourself presentable, present, you know, prepare for Moshiach. Shenam and 13 years, you should have for him. That's the idea of Eliyahu coming the day beforehand.
So So Rabbi talk, when he mentions Mashiach, he means Mashiach ben David.
Yes. No, it's actually both. It's going to be both. No, that, this is actually my Moshiach ben David. No, it's not my Moshiach ben David. Yes.
So he's saying that the battle.
He's not getting involved in Moshiach. He's not bringing in about Moshiach ben Yosef.
Okay, so he's actually saying, if I've understood what you say, was that Moshiach, and the battle will take place after Moshiach ben David is here.
Yes. That's what I understood as well.
He's not getting involved in Moshiach ben Yosef.
I know.
He's talking about after he comes. Yes. Yes. He said before Gog and Magog, Eliyahu will come. So according to that, the battle will only happen afterwards. Yes, correct. And he says, Beinabal, and he quotes that Mishnah we haven't mentioned from Idiot, Eliyahu is not coming. To be Metame Ator, Velenitai Atome, not to be Metai Atome, Velenitai Atome, Velenitai Atome, he's not going to tell you guys to change what we think on as a given power. He's not getting involved in that. Velenitai Atome, he's just a good student. Elolosum, Shalom, Velenitai, he passes out the Chachom is there. He's coming to make peace in the world. Shenevet says they should be able to sell bonim. Now, he says that's the pashtus of the sukkah. He says, however, the yishmen are chachomim, but there are some of the chachomim. Shemim that they say should go to be after Moshiach Yom Eliyahu. That before Moshiach comes, Eliyahu is going to come. It's interesting because that doesn't fit with what the Nesiv is saying. Some of the chachomim say his whole thought is doshtet impossible. Also, bonim, he's just bringing the following. This is what he's.
He's saying
Eliyahu
will come, not saying
Moshiach. No, listen to what he says now. He says, all these things and things like these, lo yeda odo mechiyu achiyu, you won't know what's going to be until they be. Until they happen. That is right there. Until it happens, you're not going to know. We can guess, and we can go to our Torah codes and all, you're not going to know. Shadavorim stumin heter anaviyim. Because it's all very not clear in the words of the Nevi'im. Gama chachomim einohem kabod b'dvorim eilu. He says that even the chachomim, they don't have a clear transmission about these things. And the p'yach rei ha'psukim, it's going to the way they understand the p'sukim. But the p'yachot and therefore yishra machlekes b'dvorim eilu, that's why you've got machlekes, what the word is going to be. Ba'al kolponim, he sit down by his dvorim eilu, but it's dukeen ikka b'dos. And he says, anyway, don't get carried away, stick to your Gemara, because he says, the order of events, right? The order of events and the diktukim, that's not the ikkah in religion, right? That's not gonna, that shouldn't change what you practice. With the Ulam the Yisafik, Ulam the Dibir al-Godos, don't get too carried away with Dibir al-Godos. For the Yarech the Medrashis, I'm gonna be Nyon Eidu, don't spend too much time going into all the Medrashim on this, the Chayitzi Bahen. For the Yisim of Ikkah, don't make them into a whole, ikkah unto themselves. Shame of Yim, the Lidei Yiro, the Lidei Avo. They don't bring a person to fear, not to love. Don't sit there trying to find, there's a Gemara already, right, to try and work out when Moshiach is going to come with all these Torah codes. Om Ruch HaChomim, Tipach Ruch HaShem HaChash Ve'yachot Kitzim, right? You remember, right, the Gemara there says their spirit should be, Tipach should be blown out, people to try and do these things. Ere Yechakeh, Ve'yamin, Ve'chlal Adobo Kameshiyan. What should you do? Say the Ani Mamin, internalize it and try and make it a reality. The Chodim, Asaf, right, you should be Machakelo, that's it. He says, move on to tomorrow's, get an overview, but you're not going to know. Bez Hashem, if we learn Torah, learn the, this is what the Rambam was saying, this is what's going to bring him quicker, and then we'll find out. Okay?
Yeah.
Doesn't good, sound very,
you like it.
But, I will say, from that, that's not what it is saying. Because he's saying, if you read what he just said, he's effectively saying that even this thing that Eliyahu is going to come for us is also not an absolute given. He says, there are some of the Chachamim who say that it's a given.
He does say Gog and Magog. No, he talked about that.
Gog and Magog is going to happen again. But
who is Gog and Magog?
I don't know. Well, then he's telling me don't worry about it. He's told me already. We don't need to worry about it.
I know, they're not going to be like an invented new army, are they?
No,
it's somebody who's already exists.
Yeah, presumably.
It would be called a goyim. Shiv'im, se'evim, ba'im,
ha'ad. Who's Rome?
That's what it said.
Where's Rome today?
They're not here. They got destroyed. Well, Rome is the place that's here, but not the Trump.
Not Trump.
What Trump is Rome?
America. That's
what it is. America is Rome.
That's what they got. And who's Ishmael?
Why is he Rome?
What do they know? It doesn't mean where the...
No, I get that, but where, what?
They're all powerful. They're the powerful either.
And why is that Rome, what's Rome? God.
Well, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah there's going to be a showdown at the end of the days between Rome and
Israel.
And Israel, right? Pras, really. Where's Pras?
Iran.
So, that's going on now. We don't need to be involved. We don't have to be involved.
No, we don't.
We're just watching it, aren't we, at the moment?
Yeah, but the world will be against you.
Gemara says, Ikvah Sodom Mashiach is going to be scary times. It says, Mayah Te Odom. You're not in the generation of Moshiach, but the Gemara says, what can a person do to be saved from these? People don't like to hear these scary things. It talks about how many, a lot of the world's going to disappear. So what can I do? What can we do? You ask about Torah, and what else can we do?
Tefillah.
That's always a good thing, but that's not what the Gemara says?
Gemara
Chasod. Those are the two things.
Yeah.
Keep up the Torah, and the Gemara Chasod, and that's it. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep, we are.
That's a good
curve. I'll tell you something else as well. I'm coming back to this. Is because he was asking about it, not asking, we were sort of showing me and just speaking about there's a study. He said it's a famous, I haven't heard of it, but what he says, I think it's a big chizuk, you should know, so I think it should be a big chizuk for people, right? He says, you know, when we talk about what is the chiyuv of limud haTorah? It's very, very scary when it talks about every moment a person going to have to give din the cheshbon. Every second a person, both din and cheshbon, both what he could have been learning that time and have to give that the cheshbon. And the din for what he was doing during that time. The scientist says, it's a dollar poshut, that your chiyuv of limud haTorah, what is called this haTorah, is in a time when you could and should have been learning, and you're not learning. I don't know if it is a chiddush, but there's it, right? He says, whenever it's you're not, as it were, expected to be learning, it's not shut, you're honest. You know, you probably think, I have to earn a paranoia, right? So I'm honest, what can I do? I can't, you know, give a high or something like that, right? He says, no, it's not shut like that. When you are doing something which you're other than that you're supposed to be doing that time, and therefore I can't learn, you're potter from learning, meaning there is no chiyuv to learn. He says, that's the whole pshat, why we stop learning in order to do any mitzvahs. Why? It's not pshat because, well, I can't do both. Because then, on the contrary, we can't do both. Talmud Torah is connected, kulam, stick with the learning. The tenet is, because if right now is the time to focus on Kriya Shema, there is no mitzvah to learn Torah. So you've only got one mitzvah, and that is Kriya Shema. So if you continue on learning, you're not doing anything. Right? Etc.
If somebody else can do the mitzvah, then.
Oh, so then you don't have to do it. Yeah, fine. It depends on the givens it is. He asked me a very sharp question. He said, so why tefillah do we say differently? I'm talking about Medina de Gemara, not talking about today. Medina, when it comes to tefillah, since tefillah is only the Rabbanon, so therefore the guy with tefillah, I'm talking about people who are really holding and learning, sort of thing. They don't have to stop there. They don't stop learning for tefillah. What do you mean? But you're popular that time. You've got, who cares? I think it starts the other way around. You'll only get the Pesur from learning if that's the correct thing to be doing at that time. And Chazal say, you know what? Talmud Torah, against Tefillah, you know what? No. The correct thing to be doing for these people is to be learning. And therefore, you're back to the old thing, which is Torah versus Tefillah, whatever it is. Get on with your learning. What he says, you know, it's very, very important you say. He says, when a person, when you're involved in paramosa, and that's what a person is, he says, you're possible learning that time. He says, but when you're not, and you're not doing other things, look after the body, etc., then a person will fit every second. And he says, there's no two people who are necessarily going to be the same. Every person is born differently. Some people need more sleep, some people need less sleep, some people have more zitzvah, other people have less zitzvah, right? Some people, you know, everyone's created differently, and therefore each person has got their, he showed me the Arsameh also says something very, very similar. Those people are the same. It was not expected of me to be the same as somebody else. My chiyuv of limud haTorah is for me. How much time and what's expected of me, that depends on what Hashem expects from me. Yours is what Hashem depends on, what expects from you.
With Rebbe, that when the only time when he was stopped learning, he was saying Shema like this, and like when I was
Rebbe. This
is Rebbe. So he never stopped learning. He never stopped actually. The only thing he said is Shema. That's the Gemara said.
Yeah. Okay. So as we said, we were moving into the final thing. What's the halacha? יש תחום מן המעלה מהתורה או אין תחום מן המעלה מהתורה?
שבשביל
מחלוקת. ומה עושה? סיפור כניסב כאן, אין לחומרה, אני אגיד לחומרה. What's going to חומרה? Right? So Rashi said, it's not sure what did Rashi say? Rashi said, he's quoting it, and he says, yeah, we're going to Chumrah that there's no Tuchum in the Ma'ala Mi'asora. That's why you gotta, he's got to, you know, abstain from wine. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
He says, sounds like from Rashi, that we're saying that we go to Chumrah, this is I'm quoting from the Ritzvah now, that we go to Chumrah even Agave Hilchot Tuchumim. Not to pick out the Avada, not that I can understand, that's a topic there, I said I've explained yesterday. Fine. But on an ordinary Shabbos, when I've got a Shaila, Yishtukum and Avada, Wayne Tuchumim, Avada Mi'asora, what do I ask him? Does it sound like from Rashi? The Gemara is concluding, it's a topic, and therefore you go to Chumrah. That's what it sounds like.
So Yishtukumim and Avada Mi'asora.
But Derek, that's going to be your Chumrah, yes.
Yeah.
Unless you can come up with a situation where not. But yeah, correct. And he says, however, he is, when I say he, that is the Ritzvah. You can look at other Rishonim as well, they also talk about this. But he says, he's not convinced of this. Because the Pashtus is, it means to say, the Gavim Nozi, which is a Zeraita, there you have to be Machmir. There I'm being Machmir that maybe Ein Tuchumin of Adam Yasor, therefore maybe Elio could come on Shabbos, in which case, Moshiach could come on Sunday. But when it comes to just a pure question, Yesh Tuchumin of Adam Yasor or Ein Tuchumin of Adam Yasor? Not Elio, for me. On an ordinary Shabbos, he says, Pashtus, he said, the Rabbanon, therefore you go to Kulam. And he says, that's exactly what you'll find in the Ramban. Right, the Ramban passage like that. You can see it for yourself if you want in the Bar Amor. Bar Amor also takes on like that. So like a one liner, it's not a big Bar Amor. He just says, Lo Yifshito, it's not, we haven't been pushing the Shaila, we'll have Kulam, not seen if we go to Kulam to stop it in the Bar Amor because it's stopping the Rabbanon. So the Ramban, the Bar Amor.
What is the doubt?
Whether the Issur Tuchumin applies even above 10 tefachim.
So it's only on the height?
Yeah.
Right.
And if you stay above there, do the halachos of Tuchumin apply? So for example, if you're in Tuchumin while on the outside, if you were to get a jetpack, and you sort of go mid-air, and you fly above 10 tefachim, you can fly all the way to as far as you want, Ireland, beyond.
Once
again, that's if you're Ein Tuchumin of Ma'ala Mi'asora, right? There's also enough commitments to Gabi being Kohen Shvisa. If you're on a ship before Shabbos, so you're above 10 tefachim, you're not Kohen Shvisa. So therefore you can go as far as you want, and you'll only be Kohen Shvisa when you get off the ship.
Like Rabbi
Gamliel was on the ship. It has various enough commitments. We'll see where there's actual enough commitments.
Unless it's attached to the...
Yeah, it's unlikely.
Yeah.
Not just attached, it's got to be...
So a bridge would be about 10... Tefachim, even though it's dependent on the ground.
Even if you anchor, but still it's above the water anyway.
Correct.
It's only the anchor that's touching the thingy, so the boat is not.
Correct.
The boat is still on the...
Okay.
Even if you anchor in the middle of the sea, you put the anchor down and it's still the Ba'am Ma'arat
al Atfayim.
Okay. So he said, the sea level is the ground. Surely, not under the sea. It's a sea level that's the ground.
No, it's the ground.
The sea bed. Oh, it's the ground.
The ground. Yeah.
No, there's nothing under the tent.
I remember the days that say you don't measure it from the bottom of the ship. You measure it from where you're sitting.
Yeah.
Where your legs are. If your legs are dangling. So, which the Mishnah Berurah in Reish Mamzchet says you can, but don't think you can go with that.
Yeah, but that's on top of the river, not in the sea, because the sea is always very deep. So near the river, but probably the bank is if you are
right. Maybe, and even that, in a sense, practically you're probably off, but you're in a rowing boat. And then he brings, based on this, about getting onto ships. This way he goes into it. We've spoken about it, so I'm not going to go into all of that again. But about you can get onto You can get onto a ship of Goyim on Shabbos, you can get off it when you get to your... Right, you get on there before Shabbos, get off the other end, no problem. And then he brings, I'm just tracing it because a lot of this we've covered, he says that which people have this practice, remember this one, right, to get onto the ship before Shabbos. They go there before Shabbos, they go and make Kiddush, right? Why? Above 10, right? He says, you don't really need to do that. Why? Because since Ein Tuchumin Amala Me'asara, you can get onto it on Shabbos. It's not that, you can get onto it before on Shabbos. Yeah? You can travel as far as you want, because you're not travelling within 10 spots. The only nafkamin is going to be when you get to the other end.
So something you said, I don't understand. They go onto the ship before Shabbos.
Yeah.
Because it's above 10 tefachim.
Yeah.
Well,
they stay there, that means.
Yeah, but the ship at that stage is stationary.
Correct.
And there's a floor to a ship.
Correct.
So what's the difference if you're going onto a stationary ship on Erev Shabbos, or you go to the 10th floor of a block of flats? They've both got a floor. They're both... Because the ship itself is not...
It's made to move as well. It's also made to move.
And it itself is not touching... Or it's not...
You're going to be moving, and therefore we measure it. That's what we've learned as well. You measure it.
But how do you make a mokum shvisa when you go onto a ship?
You don't. That's exactly the point. You don't get a mokum shvisa because you're above 10. So, and therefore, that's the advantage again. If all you want to do is be able to go from one side of the water to the other side of the water, you can do that on Shabbos because you're travelling above 10. It's not matter. I mean, that's done, right? The advantage of staying on the ship from before Shabbos is that you have your mokum shvisa. You haven't got until you get off the ship the other end. Because when you're above 10, you don't have yet some Mokum Shavisa. So then when I get off the other end, then I've got a minimum of 2,000 Amos from wherever I get off. And if where the ship, where sort of anchors, is within the confines of the city, I've got the whole city.
And then you can get back on the ship if it's... So you've landed on Shabbos, you can get off, and you can get back on.
You could theoretically, but for what?
If you have your meal there.
To get back home, that there are shilas of, you may have problems, maybe yes, maybe not, in terms of getting on a boat on Shabbos. But he's not going into that. Let's assume, for the moment, there's no problems, right? Because we said with cruise liners, most things are not problematic. So, besides that, you wouldn't have a problem. So, okay, what would you be able to do? So you get off the other end, fine. You can then get back on. You can travel from there as long as it's above 10, as far as you want. When you get, if it now
docks again,
then you can't get off. Because you were Kona Shvisa now,
as soon as
you got off the other end. That's your Mokka Shvisa. Now you're outside 2,000.
Even if you have your meal on the boat.
Now you've got 4 hours. So you basically stay on the ship. So.
Even if you have your meal on the boat.
You realize, by the way, just one thing. If they say to you, you can't stay on the boat. Sorry, I can't. I can't get up religiously. So hopefully, what they'll do is they'll pick you up, carry you off the ship, and dump you now
in the field.
No, dump you in the city. Yeah. Now you've got the whole city to go because the city becomes like that's your dear Vassar. I know. What do you want from me? But you can't ask them to do that.
No, they wouldn't take you off.
They call the police, probably,
huh? Depends whether the ship's ready to depart or whether it has to be cleaned and whatever else.
Okay, that's the fine.
But I was saying the Mokum Sarda doesn't depart anyway, so if that's
not that.
Usually, people when they go on the cruise, they eat on the boat. They're not
going to
go in and out.
We're not necessarily dealing with that. But yeah, okay. okay. Is anything right? Now, you mentioned about that fact that we don't get off the ship. It's no good going there on Shabbos and then getting off and coming back on Shabbos. That's not going to help you. Right, in fact, you made Kiddush. The minute you get off, you've been going to Shvisa, so you're back to square one. He then asks, this is the Kasha. What would you say to this? This Kasha the Rashba asks. And that is like this. He says, I don't understand. We brought this case of the Nozir. What were we trying to learn out from here? A Kura or a Chumra? We're not checking the Nazir. We're trying to learn out the Gabriel Tchumim. What we're trying to learn from here, a Kula or a Chumra?
A Chumra.
Yeah? Think again.
Well, from the Nazir's perspective, surely it's a Chumra from the...
I didn't bring this to the Nazir. My Shaila was, Yish Tchumim Ba'al Me'atzor or Ein Tchumim Ba'al Me'atzor? I mean, you tried it, the car was in, you didn't get anywhere. Fine. So we brought this price up. And based on this price, we're going to try and work it out. By examining, when Moshiach come, when Yod will come, this guy coming in Ozir. What did we try and conclude from this price up? Yesh Tuchamim or Ein Tuchamim?
Yesh Tuchamim. That's what we said.
No, we didn't.
Michael, he said Yesh Tuchamim, the Rav said. From the price
up.
Yeah, before that. What did we try and prove from here? The fact that on Sunday, Sunday I can't drink. Why? Because maybe Moshiach is coming today. Sunday. So that means Eliyahu came yesterday. How did Eliyahu come? Must be Eitz Chumim Ma'amim Yatzor. So are we learning a Kula? Are we learning a Kula or a Chumra?
A Kula.
Eitz Chumim Ma'amim Yatzor. That means for me, I can get my jetpack, I can go on my ship, whatever it is. Yeah? That's what I want to learn from this. What happens? What does the Gemara say to that? No, it's not a riot. Just think about what it's saying. It sounds so funny what the Gemara's response to that. It says, no, you got no riot from there. No riot that ain't to come in the Ma'al and the Asar. Why? Because it could be that the Talmud's Mesupuk, whether Yish to come in or ain't to come in. And therefore, you've got to go to Chumra, yeah? To be Chayshish. That maybe Eliyahu could come, and if Eliyahu could come, then Moshiach could come on Sunday. So because now you've got Machmir, not have why.
Nothing
wrong. Again, you've got no absolute riot from here that is from the Ma'amim outside.
Because?
It could be really, it's a 50-50, we don't know, it's a topic.
What, the Eliyahu?
Whether Eliyahu can come, whether Yesh Tuchumim or Ein Tuchumim the Ma'amim outside. So why do I have to abstain from why? Because mitoch ha-sofik, you're dealing with a deraisa, right? Dinei nozei is deraisa. So I have to say the chumra that maybe ain't chumra the ma'alam yasara, right? It's going to work as a chumra for me now. Because if ain't chumra the ma'alam yasara, it means Eliyahu could come on Shabbos. If Eliyahu could come on Shabbos, then Moshiach can come on Sunday. In which case, I've got to abstain from wine. Oh, so therefore you got no right from here. Tell me something. Yeah. So what are you telling me now? I brought this as a raya that ain't to come in a ma'alam yasara. Have you actually told me anything different? What are you telling me I should do? I'm asking you now. I want to know, can I travel on this ship on Shabbos? I brought this brisa as a raya that what?
Ain't
to come in a ma'alam yasara, and
therefore you can travel.
I can travel on a ship. Have you told me anything different to that? Tell me.
Yes. There's a sophic.
And therefore?
We don't know whether you can travel on the ship.
And I'm asking a local advisor. You go to a Rav, right, and the Rav starts with all that, right, that's what they'll tell you in, they tell a Rav, you know, his trainer, whatever you want to call it, yeah? Don't give anyone your gunta, you know, or your sphagas. Do that all in your mind, and when you give the answer, the Bala boss does not want to hear all your, maybe, yes or no. I'm asking you.
It's come as the Rabbon, and then Sophic the Rav and the Lakula.
So you said exactly the same as I said. So what have you said differently? Sophic. I don't care. I just want to know, can I go on the ship or not? And you said yes. That's what I said as well. So what have you said different to me? You said that there's a long defining. It's a sophic. It's not. I don't care whether it's a sophic or other. I brought you a riot. The angels are coming to Malamia. I can go on the ship. I can go with my jetpack. All of this works. And you said, no, it's no raya. It's really a sophic, and we're going to Chumrah.
But
you're telling me the same thing. When it comes to Mashal, I can't go on the ship. You're saying, yes, I can, because it's a sophic that I want on the Kulah. Shkoyach.
But it's not a sophic in the Ein or Yesh. That's not a sophic.
No?
No. No, that's not a sophic.
What's the sophic?
Well, I'm saying, I don't see a sophic there, because you can't say that's a sophic, because they're individually...
What do you mean? It's a shayla in halacha. That was the shayla.
Well, once you say yesh, ain't to come in below asara. It's not a sophic now. It's not a sophic anymore. I mean, what? It's a topic whether Eliyahu is coming or not coming. But you can't find the topic.
Again. I'm coming to you. You're my role. I don't want all your question. I want to just know one simple question.
Yes.
Answer. I want it one for you.
Yeah.
I have booked to go on a cruise. I want to know, am I going to have problems of Tuchumin on Shabbos or not? It's going about 10. Can I go or not? That's all I'm asking you. Don't give me all your longness about and your. I just want to know, yes or no. What do you conclude from this?
If you can, it's a bada.
Yes or no?
Yeah, it's a bada.
What's what? What's
what? The aim.
Tuchumin on Shabbos. So I can go. You agree?
Yeah,
you agree? Right, everyone agrees.
Yeah.
So very good. We've all agreed. So what? I brought you the ride from the writer. So you did the whole, took me all the way around the houses, confused me by things. Okay, it sounds all very very. By using the correct terminology, it sounds like you've managed to you know get one over me. Otherwise, you said the same thing as me. So what do you want? It's not my question. Right. This is the rush one. I've just made it sound a little bit more exciting. Leave it with the kasha. Next week we'll have the answer.